We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
I'd been trapped into agreeing to have dinner with a man I'd been avoiding literally for years.
You look terrific.
Okay, thank you.
I got around to asking him what he'd been up to in the last few years.
I am your true Nikola Tesla.
What do you mean?
I even had this idea about, you know, the connection of Big Pharma two farms.
Tell me about it.
By having localized farms.
Huh.
A group of people have control and say so that just so happen to be Jewish. And they're all in cahoots. I don't know, is that too heavy-handed to put on this platform?
Do you want to know my actual response to all this?
Okay.
Those remarks were just full of hostility.
Have I reached Alex Jones territory yet?
Yeah.
I love Hitler. If I had said that before you drank the coffee, it's hard for people to even listen to you.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
This is the issue when you hire atheists. I will eventually be president, you know, in my lifetime. Yeah, you know, Hitler has a lot of redeeming qualities. He had a really cool outfit and stuff, and he was a really good architect. And he didn't kill 6 million Jews. That's just, like, factually incorrect. Luckily for everyone, they could just write it off that, you know, I'm crazy.
Well, why do you think that is?
Say, who's got trouble?
We got trouble.
How much trouble?
Too much trouble.
Well, now, don't you bow. Just knuckle down and knock on wood. Who's unhappy?
We're unhappy.
How unhappy?
Too unhappy.
Uh-oh, that won't do. When you are blue, just knock on wood. Who's unlucky?
We're unlucky.
How unlucky?
Too unlucky.
But your luck'll change if you'll arrange to knock on wood. Who's got nothing?
We got nothing.
How much nothing?
Too much nothing.
Say, nothing's not an awful lot, but knock on wood. Now who's happy?
We're happy.
Just how happy?
Very happy.
That's the way we're gonna stay, so knock on wood. Now who's lucky?
We're all lucky.
Just how lucky?
Very lucky.
Well, smile up then, and once again, let's knock on wood.
Starting, as is often the case, with Donald Trump, who you have to hand it to him, just when you think we've heard it all, when you think we've heard everything possible, we find out he failed to disclose a $19.8 million loan from a foreign company connected to, you want to guess what country? North Korea. North Korea. Which may explain why he spent most of his presidency giving Kim Jong a reach-a-rund. And he never disclosed the loan. while he was running for president, which you're supposed to, but apparently the obligation to disclose this is based on the honor system, and, you know, he doesn't have any, so, and of course, it's especially interesting because Trump attacked Joe Biden, claiming Joe Biden has some kind of conflicts related to business dealing with China, which is there anything Trump has ever accused someone else of that hasn't turned out to be something he did himself?
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Is it, I would not be surprised if we find out he was born in Kenya one of these days. But that wasn't even the big story as far as Trump goes this week. And the big story was he wants to terminate the Constitution.
This is the end.
Former President Donald Trump's false claims about the 2020 election now have him calling for the Constitution to be terminated.
As we come to the close of our broadcast day, this is my farewell transmission. Signing off.
Yeah, that's right. The Republican frontrunner for President of the United States wants to terminate the Constitution.
Mr. and Mrs. America, all the ships at sea.
Former President Donald Trump, the current frontrunner for the Republican Party's presidential nomination in 2024, called for the Constitution to be terminated after expressing support for the January 6th insurrectionists. And now, the Republican Party has finally come out in full force to condemn Trump and oust him from the party and... Oh, sorry, what's that? They haven't condemned him? Why not? Oh, for all the usual reasons? Well, that's fun.
Can you hear me now? Out on Route 128, the dark and lonely.
The old bad one is still out there. He threw a hissy fit this weekend, once again whining that the 2020 election was stolen from him. But this time, he added a new wrinkle, quote, "A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution." You dummy. You can't terminate the Constitution. The Constitution is America. For Pete's sake. Mon Dieu. Why is the former president calling for the termination of the Constitution? Well, it's a long, stupid story. And there's a penis at the end of it. Come with me, won't you? Started with Twitter CEO Elon Musk. For weeks, Musk has been hyping an internal Twitter report that supposedly exposed liberal bias at the social media company during the 2020 election. Now, Musk gave the report to journalist Matt Taibbi, who on Friday posted a Twitter thread showing Twitter executives debating how to handle tweets concerning a discovered laptop belonging to Hunter Biden. Again, with the Hunter Biden laptop. Give it a rest. You don't hear anyone obsessing over the former president's son's laptop? And Eric's got a good one. It's made by Fisher-Price, and it can tell you what sound a cow makes. Very accurate. The cow says, "I'll turn state's evidence." Everybody's talking is what I'm saying. The hot, juicy scandal nugget, supposedly at the center of this supposed takedown, was this exchange between Twitter employees. One relayed a request from the Biden team to review 5 tweets, and the other employee replied, "Handled these." Oh, dang. Handled as with hands, scandal hands, scandal handles. So what was in those tweets that Joe Biden was so desperate to have handled? Hunter Biden's penis pictures. Elon was all over it. He replied directly to the penis cover-up tweet with, "If this isn't a violation of the Constitution's First Amendment, what is?" I want to tell you what is, Elon. And if the government stops me from telling you what is, that would be a violation of the First Amendment. This is not. This is just not putting the junk. The junk. Bang. No.
Yes, Trump wants the Constitution terminated because Joe Biden's campaign, which was not the government in 2020, asked Twitter to take down pics of Hunter Biden's dong. I'm sorry, but I don't think there's a provision for that in the Constitution. I don't remember Alexander Hamilton ever writing in the Federalist Papers that the Constitution should be the law of the land unless John Adams' son posts a lithograph fly of his genitals in Faneuil Hall.
He thinks the Constitution is something that could be terminated like it's meatloaf on an episode of Celebrity Apprentice. It doesn't go like that. White House spokesman Andrew Bates responded this weekend. He said Trump's remarks are an anathema to the soul of our nation, which would have been a sick burn if Trump had any idea what anathema means. But is that the thing where you shoot water up your butt? When Trump, by the way, when he put his tiny little hand on the Bible, he took an oath to defend the Constitution. This is a photo of the copy Trump used in 2016. He said, I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the vice pre- Oh, wait, whoa, whoa. Maybe he had a different idea, I don't know. Trump wants to throw out the Constitution and replace it with this.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect Gaul, totally perfect Gaul, establish justice for me, I am so unfairly treated, ensure domestic tranquility. Who the hell taught Melania how to speak English anyway? Provide for the common defense. I put billions into the military. They were so weak. Promote the general welfare. Let's cut that one. I don't like welfare or generals. And to build the wall, lacquer up bigly, and establish this fantastic Constitution of the United States of Make America Great again, again, again. Your favorite president, Donald J. Trump.
I feel like at this point, he might be competing against Kanye in a who's crazier contest, you know? What's this? I'm getting word that Kanye is rewriting the Constitution, too?
We the people of the United States, and I mean all the people of the United States, you know what I'm saying? Except the Jewish people trying to mute me in order to form a more perfect union. And not the type of union that ends with you paying Kim $200K a month in child support after you just lost $2 billion in Adidas money, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the Nazis invented candy corn. You can't argue with that. P.S. Pete Davidson. Yeah.
Even the usual Hunter Biden laptop enthusiasts were yawning, including former aide to the ex-president, Sebastian Gorka. In response to Elon's supposed bombshell, Gorka tweeted, "So far, I'm deeply underwhelmed." Adding, big whop. He's so underwhelmed, he couldn't even manage a full whoop.
Why is this still news? Can anyone tell me? Why is this still even a headline? Donald Trump thinks this undermines the election. He thinks that about everything. Everything. However the math equation starts, his answer is always the same. Doesn't matter where it is. Like a waiter could come up like, I'm sorry, sir, the kitchen says we've run out of the Mickey Mouse pancakes. This is the last straw. We need to redo the election. We do have the Donald Duck waffles. It's too late. I'm storming the Capitol. I'll have those to go, please. And look, I get that Trump doesn't like to lose, but my man, 2020 is over. You've got to move on. You know, Trump is like one of those guys who never stops trying to get back with his ex. Like, he's texting her years later, like, hey, you up? And she's like, yeah, I'm up with my kids from my marriage. He's like, oh, still playing hard to get, huh? I like that. I like that. But honestly, though, what a start to the Trump 2024 campaign. First, he had dinner with Nazi lovers. Now he's calling to scrap the Constitution. What's next? Was he gonna give the Lincoln Memorial enormous boobs and still the GOP's gonna come out like, well, I personally would have gone with a tasteful B cup, but I think President Trump's heart is in the right place.
Former president is not the only one spreading hate on the internet. There's also disgraced shoe salesman Ye. Ye has been on a bit of a not-so-beautiful, dark, twisted, anti-Semitic fantasy tour, culminating on Thursday when he tweeted an image of a swastika inside the Star of David and was suspended from Twitter. But he's still welcome on the pro-Nazi social media platform, Twitler. On the same day he was kicked off Twitter a second time, Kanye went on the Alex Jones hate fest, wearing a black mask, and he had a strange disagreement with Alex.
I'm just saying, I don't like Nazis, and I don't like what some of the mafias are doing either.
I like Hitler.
Wow. That is upsetting, and it's got to be the worst career-ending segue into a commercial break ever. Reminds me of Cronkite's famous sign-off.
And that's the way it is. I kill drifters for fun. And now a word from Smucker's Jelly.
Ron, we know the jury has been deliberating for something like 9.5 hours. And just to remind people, this is the criminal tax fraud trial, not implicating Mr. Trump personally, but his business, the Trump Organization, with the star witness here, the former CFO, Alan Weisselberg. This is all about this scheme that prosecutors allege happened, 15-year-long scheme that would basically try to compensate top executives or help these execs avoid paying a Well, what is it?
Guilty on all counts. We have a verdict. It is guilty on all 17 counts. Just in moments ago, after about 10 hours of deliberations. And you're right, Hallie, this is a case against the Trump Corporation, two entities of the Trump Corporation. There were no named individuals. Former President Donald Trump was not named, but certainly this is his family company. This is his livelihood. This is his business. This is his reputation. This is all things Donald Trump, except him being named as a defendant in this case, you might say. And the jury decided that they were guilty. The Trump Organization was guilty of what the prosecution described as a culture of tax fraud and business record manipulation that stretched some 15 years.
Today was a bad day for our former in POTUS.
The Manchurian Cantaloupe.
The Kentucky Fried Chickens are finally coming home to roost.
You know, it seems like that guy keeps breaking the law with no actual consequences. Well, the con is facing some quences.
The Trump Organization has been found guilty of 17 counts of financial crimes. And you know what that means? Donald Trump is going to prison! To visit all the lower-ranking people who did this without his knowledge or his permission.
Yeah, because we all know that's how that works in the world, right? All the successes in Trump's organization, they're due to the genius of Donald Trump. All the crimes, he had no idea. He's like, that's right, folks. I have zero control over the things I run, which is why you should vote for me to run the country so I can run it like one of my companies, which I don't even run. I don't even run.
New York jury today found the Trump Organization guilty on 17 counts of tax fraud and other financial crimes. Trump is bragging. It's the most counts ever. So why this took so long, I don't know. I mean, convicting the Trump Organization of fraud is like convicting Wetzel's of pretzels. It's what they do.
I have never been more excited to talk about complex financial crimes. What happened was top execs in the organization got around paying their fair share of taxes through a series of schemes that included off-the-books perks like luxury cars and free apartments, because nothing makes you look less guilty than giving all of your execs a getaway car and a hideout. The bad news is the former president himself isn't personally charged for now. But court watchers say this case may lay the groundwork for the district attorney's office to intensify its wider criminal investigation into the former president's business practices and hush money paid to a porn star. And hopefully that will lead to the sexiest movie ever, Donald Does Time.
He'll probably try to convince us he's never even heard of the Trump Organization. Meanwhile, Trump's future rival in 2024, the former artist known as Kanye West, made another stop on his Eat, Pray, Love the Nazis tour. He sat for a 45-minute-long interview with the founder and former member of the Proud Boys, where he said the Jewish people should forgive Hitler because since history was written by the winners, the world hasn't had a chance to hear things from Hitler's perspective. This has to be a joke, right? There's no Hitler's side of the story. Hitler's side was genocide. That was his side of the story. Ye then went further. He claimed Jewish people control the majority of the media, along with banks, along with real estate, along with malls, which I don't know what malls have to do with anything. If the Jews control the malls, why does Santa work there?
Remember when FDR, from his wheelchair, said every week, said on Pearl Harbor, this is a date that will live in infancy, because, you know, like infants cry a lot, so when you get very sad on a very sad day, you cry like an infant, sometimes like a dog also. But today is maybe the worst day in American history, and there's been a lot of bad days since Sleepy Joe took over, but this is the worst. I honestly think this is the worst, because what you have is first the fake January 6th losers, that's what we call them, the losers. They made a referral. Oh, we're referring. What is this? You have to get like a, you know, Obamacare specialist? Like, oh, you have to see your primary care fake committee and then make a referral to a new committee for criminal charges. So that happens. Total disgrace. And then the fake news went crazy because a business that I don't know very well called Trump.org was convicted of various crimes. And they said, oh, look at you, Donald Trump, your company. And I go, what company? No, Trump.org. His last name is Org. It's like the left doesn't even know how names work. My name is Donald J. Trump, okay? Mr. Trump, if you're nasty. Mr. Org obviously gave himself the first name Trump as a sort of tribute, which I like, which I respect. But if he did crimes, then Mr. Org is going to prison or paying fines, not Mr. Trump. It's like they don't even know how names work.
Yes, this is what I would refer to as the death spiral for the Trump Organization. I think this is also going to make the Attorney General Tish Jiang's case easier.
Yeah. if you're the fifth caller. Or any caller at all.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.